Today's topic is going to be the discussion we've been learning about balancing work and learning, Torah and Derech Eretz. And we've been learning in the Gemara Brachos Lam and Hemen Beis, Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. How exactly should there be a balance? What should the balance be? So the Gemara tells us that first Rabbi Shmuel tells us that how do you deal with the Pesukim that one says, Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Hazemi Picha, that you're supposed to constantly learn. Yeah, on the other hand, we have the Pasuk Vasavta Degenecha, that you're supposed to work. So he explains that Hinig Behen Minak Derech Eretz. You're supposed to have Derech Eretz along with Torah. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And comes along with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he says, no. It's impossible. Efshar Adam Choresh B'Shas Harish. A person is going to plow when he's supposed to be plowing. And Zareh B'Shas Zareh is going to plant when he's supposed to be planting. V'Kot B'Shas Ksira V'Dash B'Shas Disha. All these different melachas he has to do on the land. How is he able to work? Torah Matei Aleha. So he explains that Bizman She Yisrael Osin Ritonu Shemakam, when we are doing the right thing, we're following in Derech Hashem, so then the Melachton Nas Aide Acherim, people are going to work on our behalf, we'll be able to learn all day, and then the work will be taken care of. But in a situation, Bizman She Yisrael Osin Ritonu Shemakam, when we're not doing the right thing, so then that's when we say V'asavta Diganecha, then we have to work on our own. But ideally, says the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, ideally, we should be learning all day long, and the work should be done on our behalf. While again, Rabbi Shmuel says that it should be this proper balance. So that's the discussion we're going to learn this morning. And the first, we're going to focus on the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, who holds here in the Gemara that Minag Derech Eretz, you have to have Derech Eretz along with Torah, the question becomes, what exactly is the Iker? Is the Iker going to be Derech Eretz, or is the Iker going to be the Torah? So Tosafot Rashi comments here, and he says that he brings a machlokas. I don't have it in front of me. Oh, here we do. Oh.
You good?
You know I lost the guy. I need to hold all these back. I'm sorry. Let's
take another one.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So Tosafot Rashi tells us, he quotes first from the Rabbeinu Yitzchak. He said that Derech Eretz is keva yosim mitalmud Torah. That the primary purpose, the primary focus a person should have is the working, the parnasa. It's more so than talmud Torah. And he brings a raya. The raya is because the mission of us tells us that Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Torah is good along with Derech Eretz. Alma Derech Eretz Iker. So if I say that Reuven's walking and Shimon's going to walk along with Reuven, Reuven's the one who's primarily walking. Shimon's just joining Reuven. So when we say that Derech Torah im Derech Eretz, the Torah is joining up with Derech Eretz, that tells us that Derech Eretz is really the Iker and the Torah is secondary, which is a fascinating concept.
Rabbi,
yes.
If somebody looked at them and didn't see the beginning, and they were looking and watching them, they would say both of them were walking.
That's fine, but we're talking about the focus. The focus a person should have, the Mishnah telling us, the focus a person should have is Derech Eretz is Iker. Now we have to understand, what does that mean it's Iker? Is it the focus? Or is it how much time? You know, people who work, most of the time is being spent on working. Is it how much time is spent? Most time is spent working and a little bit of time learning? Or is it the focus? That even though a person might be, working on more than learning, it might depend what he should be focused on as the most important of the two.
Was Rabbi Shmuel taking into account that everyone is an honest worker here?
I think the assumption was that everyone was an honest worker, yeah. So that's all according to the first opinion, the Re, that the Derech Eretz is Keva. Now, I should really point out, when we say Derech Eretz is Keva, doesn't necessarily mean it can't mean that Derech Eretz is more important than Torah. Nothing can be more important than Torah. It's more keva, which is more permanent. In a person's life, the more permanent thing, not the most important thing, but the more permanent thing should be Derech Eretz. He has to have that constant throughout life, making a parnasa and working the land, and the Torah should be fit in throughout the day. But Torah is always the focus, always the center.
It just means. What does the word keva mean?
Keva means permanent.
It's like a grave?
No, that's a kever. Keva. I mean, like a makom kavua. I have a set place to daven.
Established, like
exactly. My parnasa should be keva, should be established, should always be set, and my Torah should be plugged in whenever I have free time. But the constant has to be the Derech Eretz. Not because Derech Eretz is more important. We didn't say chashivas, but because it has to be grounded. You have to be, if your person is learning and trying to get a job here and there, and then it makes
keva
both of them.
Focus, right?
Exactly.
Where did he get this?
That's a strong
idea.
Statement. That's a pretty strong. He says it from Avos, no?
Yeah, the mission from Avos. It's Diak from the mission of Avos.
Just from the word Im?
Yeah. Im, yeah.
That's a little schwach, no?
It's not, I agree, it's not the strongest.
Peanut butter with jelly, a jelly with peanut butter. Right. You don't know. People use the language either way.
It's true, but it's not the strongest proof. I agree. It's not the strongest proof.
At least in English.
Yeah. I agree. But it still is a proof.
This idea, is this his own idea.
He gets it from the Mishnah Avos. The Mishnah Avos. He learns from the Mishnah Avos that the fact that it says im tells us that the Torah is really the Iker, or the at least more keva, right. And the Torah comes along with the Derech Eretz.
And we don't need to know what that Mishnah in Avos is in detail. We just need to know the language.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, right. Fine. Rabbeinu Elchanan now. Tosfos Rash quotes Rabbeinu Elchanan, who argues on this and says, no, it's not true. Really, the Torah is keva. The Torah is more keva than Derech Eretz. And he brings a raya from our continued Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the Rishonim asu tarasan keva umlachtan arai. The earlier generations, the Gemara was saying, had made their Torah established and set, and their melacha was more temporary, fitting their melacha in different times whenever they could make a money, a little dollar here, a dollar here. And that's what number one, raya.
Based on the Avos? Where in Avos?
No, based on our Gemara. That the Rishonim, that the earlier generations, the Gemara is praising the earlier generation, that they had made their Torah keva and their melacha arai, their melacha was temporary, and they were successful. The earlier generations were much greater than our generations, the Gemara says.
Life.
Everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I asked the question when we were learning, it would seem like this whole parameters on who does what and what is... Was Moshe Rabbeinu when he basically was set by the Ribbono Shel Olam that each family, each had its own work, and there was some that had to learn. But if the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted everybody to learn, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Okay, we're here, and we're just, we're setting up all this." But he said these people worked the land; it would make sense. And the rabbi said, "Yes, it's previous that." If that was the case, that the Kevah...
I'm glad you smell it,
too. It's an interesting question. I think it's a different topic. It's an interesting question what the roles of Shvatim were. That's an interesting question, but not for right now, I don't think.
I thought I was going to place it because we say the Shema all comes from the first time we learn Torah.
Right.
As the first time we learn Torah, and it was given to us, the first chance we get to actually do what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said...
Yeah, I think it's a different topic. I think it's an interesting question. I think it's a different topic, though. But it is interesting what the Shvatim did. Now, Toz Rush goes on to say that another raya, that the Torah was really keva, was the fact that the mission of us tells us elsewhere that there are 48 ways to be Kona Torah, and miyu derech eretz, by having less derech eretz, having less parnasa, is another way of being Kona. So the goal of derech eretz, it's supposed to be minimizing derech eretz in order to get a higher level of Torah. So we see clearly from there that Torah is more keva than derech eretz.
Oh. Right, again, 48 times, and it says, say this again?
It says in the Mishnah Avos that there are 48 ways of acquiring Torah. You have to, have Derech Eretz, you have to, I don't know all the different 48 Kinyanim. Okay. But one of the 48 Kinyanim is that you have to minimize Derech Eretz. Minimizing Derech Eretz enables you to learn better and more. So you see Derech Eretz is completely secondary, inferior to that of Torah.
And this is a Mishnah Avos.
Mishnah Avos. Then he brings another Mishnah Avos, which tells us...
And this is Rav Elchanan.
Exactly. Exactly. Then the other Mishnah Avos tells us, Kol Torah she'ein ima melacha lasof bat teila v'gareis avon. If Torah is not accompanied with working, then it's going to end up causing sin. Person needs to have a proper balance. He needs to stay busy, but he needs to also make parnasa. If the guy is busy learning, and he has no money to support his family, he might come to steal or do other shady things in business, and then that's going to... cause his Torah to fall away and all the averus to happen. So we see from there also the Torah is the focus. The Derech Eretz is simply to enable the guy to learn more, to have the proper parnasa, not having to look elsewhere to support his family. So that's the machlokas in Tosfos Rush. Which is more keva? Not which is more important. I think everyone's going to agree that Torah is more important. But which should be, in terms of advice, how a person should have the focus, in terms of how a person should spend this time, should it be more focused on Torah or should it be more focused on Derech Eretz?
And this is all within Rabbi Yishmael. It's not bringing
exactly.
up
Exactly. All within Rabbi Yishmael. Exactly. Now, in light of this Tosfos Rashi, we can look back at Rashi. It's very important when you learn a Gemara and to learn Rashi. Rashi, we usually read him as just part of the flow of the Gemara. And we don't always appreciate every single diak within Rashi. But in light of this Tosfos Rashi, we can look back at a Rashi and appreciate a Rashi now a little bit more. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is five narrow lines down in Rashi. It says, Minug, I should really say, Hinig Behem first. Hinig Behem, you see that Rashi?
It's Hinig, Lamed Heyam.
Lamed Heyamud Beis. Five narrow lines down. The first word is bold. It's Hinig Bahem. He's quoting Rabbi Shmuel. Hinig Bahem im Divrei Torah. Hinig behem, that means derech eretz im divrei Torah. So what does that tell us already? That lashon of im, which is more keva, according to Rashi? No, because he said you were here before. You can't right before you got here. We explained that the first opinion says when you say Shimon's walking with Reuven, who's the more important person? Shimon's walking with Reuven. Reuven, right? Shimon's just joining Reuven. So he says derech eretz im divrei Torah. Derech eretz is accompanying. It's with Torah. So Torah is more keva. So from Rashi, that's one diuk. The next Rashi says, "Minag derech eretz she'im tavol lidei tzorach habrios." If you need to rely on people to support you, sovchal libatel midivrei Torah. That tells us that also, which is ikker, the only reason why derech eretz is there is in order to strengthen and maintain the Torah. So Torah is keva there as well. So in both these Rashi's, I think it's clear that he agrees with the second opinion with Rabbeinu Elchanan, found in Tosfos Rash. That Rashi thinks that really Torah is keva and derech eretz is simply there to enable one to learn, to strengthen one's learning. Okay, that's all the Tosfos Rash. Now the Mar Tzchias in the back of the Gemara, he points out a Gemara Menachos and he leaves it as a Tzarchian. The Gemara Menachos presents the opinions of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai about the opinions of how much a person has to learn. How much does a person need to learn? So he says, Rabbi Shmuel ends up being the opposite. He holds in Gemara Menachos that a person has to learn all day, and he's not allowed to learn Chachma Yevanis. Very appropriate, we're just 2 weeks away from Hanukkah. So a person's not allowed to learn Yevanis. So how come when it comes to Gemara Menachos, he says a person is actually not only allowed to, but he's supposed to work? When it comes to Gemara Menachos, he says a person that has no time, he has to learn all day. So should he be learning all day?
Rabbi Shmuel's saying the same, so he's saying contradictory
things. Exactly. So in Gemara Menachos, it sounds like you should be learning all day. No time for anything else. And in the Gemara Brachos, he says, no, you have to work. So that's the question. That's the Tzarech Iyun that Mar Tzchias raises. In terms of who?
Rabbi Shmuel said one statement. Was that like 2 years earlier?
There's no way to know that. No way.
So did anybody challenge him on that? Directly?
Challenge? No, in the Gemaras we have no Gemaras. If there would have been a Gemara, the Mar Tzchias would have told us that Gemara. We have oftentimes two Gemaras say contradictory things, and no one answers. The Gemara doesn't address it, so that's up for the Achronim or Rishonim to answer those questions, how to deal with the contradiction. So that's the Tzarchian.
Is he comparing Brachos and Menachos?
Yeah, he's comparing the two of them and turns out there's a big difference between Rabbi Shmuel's opinion right now.
In Barachas and Menachos.
Exactly. So if you look at the Gilyoni Ashas, Rav Yosef Engel.
Oh, yeah.
Rav Yosef Engel, he has a very interesting answer. He points out this question. So he says as follows. I don't understand the question in the first place. The only heter in the Gemara Brachos is only with respect to working, that a person is allowed to take off from learning in order to make a parnasa for himself, and ubnei beso for his entire household. But over there, the Gemara Menachos, the guy wants to learn Chachma Yevanis, lo b'shul parnasa, it's not for the purpose of making money. If the guy wants to learn, to go to college and get an education to make money, parnasa, that's one thing. But rak b'shul yediyas ha-chachma, just to know, now there's a larger discussion about learning secular subjects, but he holds that the reason to learn secular subjects is only for the purpose of derech eretz, of making parnasa, but to stam just yediyas ha-chachma, imkain, with regards to that, that's not a heter to stop learning. Halo yamash tomi picha, you have to constantly learn, there's no time for anything else. And therefore, it's aser.
How do we know that it was stam to learn the chachmas of oilam and not chachmas of oilam in the sense of learning, making money?
Because the Gemara would have said otherwise. Derech eretz, it would have explained derech eretz. It wouldn't explain chachma yivanis. It would have explained it differently. So this becomes a larger discussion, a philosophical discussion in going to college. Whether a person can go to college, is it only college for the purpose of derech eretz? I know in Landers their model is Torah im derech eretz, this exact thing. It's you go to college to make a parnasa. And others, YU has a Torah mada, where mada itself, the idea itself, is a value without necessarily plugging it into parnasa. So that's a
explain
very
YU
big.
YU again, the mada.
Torah umada. Mada means idea, to not have knowledge. So Torah umada, mada means to understand the world, to understand Hashem, the sciences, the history, math, all these things. Not because I need to get a parnasa with these subjects, but because these subjects help me understand the world, help me understand Hashem, but not with the goal necessarily of making money from it. That's the difference between...
It's more like this.
No, the way Rav Yosef Engel says, the only heter, the only heter to learn secular subjects is to make a parnasa from
it. Right, so it's against it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just pointing that out. So, I thought it was just interesting. Okay. Lander should go to Rav Yosef Engel. Okay. Fine, so that's all Rav Yosef Engel. That's how he deals with this question of Rabbi Shmuel. It's not really a stira. Rabbi Shmuel thinks the only heter of not learning is to work and make a parnasa, but to learn some other secular subject that would not be permitted according to Yosef Engel's understanding of Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Chassam Sofer has a very, very interesting distinction between these Gemaras.
Whether it's working in the land in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I'm missing it, but it's fine. We'll deal with it.
Working the land in Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly.
That's not
it's not another one. No, it's fine. We'll manage without it. Chassam Sofer writes in his Chedushim on Sukkah, he's referring to the Gemara there. Yeah, thank you. He's referring to the Gemara there of a Esrog being Dome Lakushi, being similar to a very dark colored Esrog. And he goes on to explain that it's something that appears to be one way, but it's not really that way. So he connects this to the Sugya of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. We're discussing how he had a little bit of a problem. The Gemara said, we didn't quote this earlier, but those who followed Rabbi Shmuel and had this proper balance of working and learning, they were very successful. But those who followed the Rashbi were not successful. And he felt that it was very difficult to understand. If a person was sitting learning in Kol all day, how was he not successful? So he ends up explaining that it depends on the person's Kavana. The Vada Misha Kavana Shem Shemaim, those who have the proper Kavana and learning all day in Kol, HaBochin Machshavosav, Hashem that means, V'yodea Ashenosav, one who knows, Hashem who knows, Bivada Yala Biyado, he's certainly going to make the person successful. If a person sitting in Kolo with the proper intentions, he's going to be successful.
But this has to do with an Esrog.
He uses this as a springboard. The Esrog's talking about a situation of a Esrog that looks one way, but it's actually something else. So it's just a different model. Really no connection other than the fact that he's about to say that when the Rashbi, when those who followed the Rashbi were not successful, it means those who looked on the outside like Kolo guys, but
right
really were not.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, that's
the
comparison.
Exactly.
Derek
Marshall. Exactly. Derek Marshall. Exactly. That's what he means, that those who followed the Rashbi were not successful. Those who looked like the Rashbi, who were wearing the garb and the dress and everything, but weren't really learning all day, were playing games. So those are people who were not successful.
Learning, but not with Kavana.
Now, with Kavana, or they're wasting time.
Right.
And some have a taina that those who are getting paid to be in Kolo, they should really have a time and check in the morning and check in when they leave, as opposed to just showing up and doing different things. They should really have a time.
You know, the rabbi, he said many a time when we were learning that people in Kolo should be tested every
right. So this is the idea he's saying that. People in Kolo should be tested to make sure that they should be learning and that they are learning. But he goes on to explain, which what we're more interested in right now, is that how do we deal with this distinction?
So,
yes, the Chassam Sofer says that Rabbi Shmuel holds the pasuk v'asavta digenecha that a person is supposed to work is only with regard to Eretz Yisrael, and when Rov Yisrael is working the land, when there's actually a mitzvah to work the land,
which is like
to
settling,
build the land
like
and
settling
the land, yishuv haaretz, or the mitzvahs that are involved there. So there's a certain kedusha in working the land, and that's when the pasuk commands us v'asavta digenecha, work the land. But when it comes to Chutz La'aret, when Chutz La'aret, where there is no idea of working the land, so then he says a person should be learning all day. So the Gemara Menachos versus the Gemara Brachos is actually the distinction between where they were talking about.
So he's also comparing Menachos and Brachos?
Exactly.
Menachos?
And he ends up saying again as follows. The Gemara Menachos, which says a person has to learn all day and not learn Chachma Yivanis, and we'll add in not to work either. That's because it's referring to Chutz La'aretz. There's no Indian. You can't work the land because there's no value in working Chutz La'aretz, working American land. What value is there in that, he says. So therefore, a person has to learn.
Make money in Israel.
Rabbi Shmuel.
Oh, so we're not talking about Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, remember, Rabbi Shmuel says one more to work, other one not to work. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there's actually a value to work the land, this Kedusha Zaretz, then a person should have the proper balance. So it comes out somewhat opposite of what actually is currently happening, where in Eretz Yisrael, more people are learning in Kolo, less people are working, while in America, it's the opposite, where most people are working and less are learning in Kolo. Chassam Sofer had a different understanding of things.
Well, time was very different, though.
Time.
Matter?
Well, he's not making, certainly generations change. He doesn't distinguish between which generation we live in. He thought the ideal situation should be anyone learning in, anyone living in Eretz Yisrael should be working.
To work the land.
And those who are outside should be learning.
Oh, I thought he was just saying you could do either or.
It's my impression was, I think that's how it should be ideally. Now, there are always going to be exceptions. I don't think he thinks every single person should be learning in Chutz La'aretz and every single person should be working in Eretz Yisrael. But that's the overall, the mainstream understanding, I think, what he's saying.
What happens when the major Parnassus is not farming? Maybe
right.
It shifts.
So that becomes a different discussion when it's not. That's a question. Let's say you're helping out with the economy, the overall finances.
It is in order to show.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I mean.
Thing. Right. So I would imagine he doesn't address this, but dealing with the overall economy might also have a certain value in Kedushas Haaretz, even though you're not actually working the actual land. But still, the overall economy of Eretz Yisrael, I don't know.
Yeah, but very often people make more money here and send it over there.
Right.
And they come here and they go
right.
there.
Right.
I don't know.
Is he addressing Rabbi Shmuel's idea?
He's addressing Rabbi Shmuel, exactly.
Right, so he's addressing him, and he actually reversed it, but didn't answer it totally in the way that, as you said, it doesn't make any logical sense that Rabbi Shmuel would have said that you have to learn outside of Israel and work is it. I thought Rabbi Shmuel would have said in that context that you work the land because it's Torah, but you also learn at the same time if that's what you wanted. I don't know how he flipped it.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Okay, very clear. He says, the Gemara Bracho says when you're allowed to work, that's the term Eretz Yisrael, where there's a value in working the land. So that's the Gemara Bracho where he says you're supposed to work. The Gemara Menachos is referring to outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there is no value in working the land. So what are you going to do all day? So therefore you learn all day when you live outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Supposed to.
That's the ideal. Supposed to do that. So there is one more shita here within Rabbi Shmuel, which is not so clear that he's referring to Rabbi Shmuel. It's not so clear he's addressing this question of the Gemara Menachos versus the Gemara Brachos. But we could use the idea of the Brisker Rav to understand how to answer the question of the Gemara Menachos versus the Gemara Brachos. So what Brisker Rav is telling us...
But to back up very quickly to get the Shakla Vataria. The previous one, the difference between Menachos and Brachos is secular wisdom versus...
working the land. The first one was secular wisdom versus working the land.
And the next one of the Chasam Sofer is outside of Israel.
Exactly. Exactly.
Inside of Israel.
Exactly.
And now, the next one
the
is Brisker
Rav.
To do what?
He's going to give us a certain understanding of Rabbi Shmuel. I want to use this understanding to explain and give a different answer of this Gemara Menachos and Brachos. So the Brisker Rav is talking about the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And the question is there ever a situation where the Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rashbi? Does he ever agree that a person should be learning all day long like the Rashbi advises?
Yes.
And he goes on to explain the Shita of the Rambam. A well-known sheet of the Rambam, the very last halacha in Shmita V'Yovel. Many kolalim, if they're going to come to give a shir and raise money, they're oftentimes going to quote this Rambam. And the Rambam says, and he quotes, that Lo Shevet Levi Bilad, Levi was not allowed to work the land. They had an iser to own Nachala. They were given certain places to live in the Ari Miklat as a gift for them. It's another discussion whether they actually have ownership of those cities or had no ownership, but they were living in these different cities. But Pashas is, they had no ownership. It wasn't their property. They perhaps couldn't collect rent on it because it wasn't their houses, their homes, it wasn't their apartment buildings, but they need a place to live, so we gave them some places to live. But they can't work the land. They have to serve Hashem, dedicate their lives to learning and teaching. So the very last halacha, and Shmita V'Yovel, the Rambam writes, Lo Shevet Levi Bilad, not only Shevet Levi had to dedicate their life, Ela Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Bay Olam, any person, Asher nadva rucha oso, that has a certain feeling, wants to dedicate his life, ve'vinu midaito lehavdil le'amo lefnei Hashem, he wants to serve Hashem, l'sharso u'l'avdo, l'das is Hashem, to know Hashem better, v'holach yashar v'chule, a person has that ability. So anybody who wants, lav dafka levim, any person who wants to sit in kolel and dedicate his life is allowed to. So you hear shmuz from a kolel, so we see that the guy's going to say, my bnei yeshiva, they want to sit in kolel, and they're being mekayim, the Rambam here, please help me give money to support my kolel. So based on this...
There's a big jump between those two people, though. Levi is dictated by the Torah.
Correct.
And you're saying, I have the right to be like him.
Exactly.
Well, based on what?
The Rambam tells us, quotes Pesukim, that anyone is allowed to engage in the Torah. It's not for everybody, but it's not obligated.
What you're saying is who gave the right of a person who is non-Levi to practice as a Levi?
No, he's not working the base of Migdash. Yeah. He's not working. All he's doing is learning.
Is he watching out for the cities of refuge?
No, no, all he's doing is learning and teaching. Learning and teaching.
I'm just saying that a Levi is put in the position based on
Echanami,
a Levi.
Granted.
And now you're saying, oh, I'm allowed to be like a Levi. You could, it's a little bit of a stretch. You could say I'm entitled to learn Torah, because everybody's entitled to learn Torah, but I'm not in that parsha. Maybe he's in that parsha.
So Rambam saying, not true. Everyone has their right. There's no pressure for anybody else. But anyone who wants can dedicate his life to learning and teaching. He doesn't put any limit. Anybody who wants.
Okay.
Now, I'm just curious. Levium take care of the cities of refuge as well as the base of Mikdash. They had their jobs. I don't remember in Chumash or anything saying that the Levium were to teach. They just took care of, it seemed like, okay, you're coming to the city, what did you do wrong? I figured they watched.
There's a pasuk in Shoftim that indicates that Kohanim, including Levim, Yoru Mishpatecha, that they teach. They teach the Mishpatim.
Yeah.
Pay attention, when you see Rabbanim, when you see Rosh Yeshiva, many of them are going to be Levim or Kohanim, you'll see. The proportion of Rabbanim who are Levim to what's actual among Klal Yisrael is going to be overwhelming, not majority, but a strong percentage.
Yeah.
Let's say 10% of the population are only Levim. You're going to find in the Rosh Yeshiva like 40% of them are Levim. This is fascinating. You just pay attention. You'll see. Okay, so that's all within Rabbi Shmuel. So now with this idea of the Brisker Rav, perhaps we can answer the question as follows. The Gemara in Brachos, which says a person is supposed to be sitting and learn, working, that's referring to... I'm suggesting, yeah. The Gemara in Brachos, where Rabbi Shmuel advises one to work along with learning, he's referring to non-Levim, the general Tzibur. When the Gemara Menachos, who the person is supposed to give himself up to learning, those are the Yechidim, the certain individuals that Rambam says, who decide to dedicate their life to learning all day long. Maybe that could be the distinction. But it sounds hard to say that. Because Rabbi Shmuel and Gemara Menachos seems to be referring to the entire Tzibor, that what's the ideal, how should a person learn? He should learn all day long. Not just the Yechidim. So just a suggestion. But either way, it is an interesting opinion of the Brisker Rav, that there are situations where Rabbi Shmuel himself does agree to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai.
What was the line that he said that made it seem like he was in this parsha? What did Rabbi Ishmael actually say that the Rambam is saying that he's holding in this position?
Rabbi Ishmael.
He's saying that it seems that in the Rambam, Rabbi Ishmael would even hold that there is a time for complete learning. Something
right.
Like this?
The fact that the Rambam says anyone who wants could dedicate his life, and also the Rambam, we generally paskin like Rabbi Yishmael.
Oh, so that's
right.
The connection.
Yeah, exactly. That's the missing link. We paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. That's backtrack. I never mentioned that. It's a good point. Very good point. The Gemara had said, we mentioned this point, but we never pointed out that that's how we paskin. That Ba'i said those who followed the Rabbi Yishmael were very successful. Those who followed the Rashbi were unsuccessful. So based on that, it sounds like we should really follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So assuming we pass like Rabbi Shmuel, how could the Rambam go ahead and advise people to sit and learn if Rabbi Shmuel says everyone has to work and learn together? So it must be there are even situations where Rabbi Shmuel will agree, like the Rashbi, that certain Yechidim, whoever felt that certain dedication, should sit and learn all day long, like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai advises. That's the point. Very good.
You could almost end up in the position saying that the Rambam is coming to answer for those who do sit and learn, how do you do it? Because if he's not a Levi, the question could become, you could reverse that question and say, so how does he have the right then to sit and learn? So consider that the Rambam is actually answering
He's answering.
Well, he's giving you permission. He's giving you
right. Yes. If you say that you're talking about, that it's only talking about Levim, if Asaf Dignecha is only talking about Levim, then
he's
a Levi.
No, Asaf Dignecha is not Levim. Asaf Dignecha is the general klal. Levim have to learn. They can't work the land.
The Levim have to, they have to learn.
Right, they can't do Asaf Dignecha.
Right, so I'm sorry, we were talking about it. So then that heter, though, would only be for a Levi.
Right, Pashas is correct. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam adds, don't misread that. Levim have to, others are allowed to. It's a Rishus. Everyone else who's not a Levi has
the
option.
So he's giving you the Rishus, in other words.
Exactly.
Right.
So even within Rabbi Shmuel, who says everyone's supposed to be working and learning, there are situations where he'll agree that certain Yechidim can learn all day, like the Rashbi. So the Machlokas, the Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel are not so wide, as we thought. Right, very much more narrow, exactly.
Another sector that you should be sitting and learning all the time?
That who?
We never addressed his other opinion, which was opposite, that you should sit and learn with him. When you said, we paskin, I'm not sure which Rabbi Shmuel statement we paskin to, the one that says we can work and learn,
Right? Are we passing the one
learn,
of working?
What we should learn all the
Are
time?
We passing like the one working and learning? And once you're passing that way, how do you square that with the Gemara in Menachos, which says he says you should learn all day? That's what we've been doing. That's what the whole discussion, yeah.
But
when
you said we're passing, how did...
I'm just saying, we're passing like what he says to work and learn. That's what we're passing, okay.
At the conclusion of all this yesterday, I was trying to think it over. Is it kind of fair to say that one is lehatchila and one is bidyeved? One says, the Rashbi says, lehatchila, you should be learning, but you're allowed to work. And the other one says, lehatchila, you should be working, but you're allowed to learn. Is it that clear?
That's probably what it boils down to. Meaning, what we're saying in the Brisker Rav, actually, I don't want to say lehatchila bidyeved.
They're giving you their shita, right. So
that's the chachil.
If you're giving a right to a yachid, then you're saying inherently you're saying that most people who are not levim should be working some even a little bit. Even
but would
if
you
only a
right?
Bit.
But would you say the yachidim who are dedicating their lives would that be considered b'di'evet according to Rabbi Shmuel? I don't know.
They're
I don't think you'd say that.
Their role to become a levi. I don't know how do you then define whether it's lechachil or b'di'evet.
Now they're just being a levi.
They just took on a different role.
So they're both lechachila. Lechachila for levim is to learn. Lechachila for non-levim are to work. Now, the people who grew up in non-levim families, they're just moving to the other side of lechachila of levim. So there's never really a case of bidyeved,
right.
According to Rabbi Shmuel. We haven't discussed the Rashbi yet, but Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Brisker Rav, they're both lechachila. Two different tracks of there's the working families and there's the learning families. And then you could, I'm not sure if the levim could switch to the working families ever, but the working families can switch to the levim families. Okay, that's maybe a way to look
at it. Yeah, but I wasn't thinking down there. I was thinking at the main argument the very beginning. It seems when we go through all these sources that you can find a place where even this one holds by the other one.
Exactly.
And you can find places where this one finds by the other one. So that's why I was thinking that maybe he says, yeah, lahatchila, I think everybody should learn Torah. But the Evan, he can't. Fine, he could work.
Right.
And then I thought the other one was saying, listen, everybody really needs to work. But if we find the student who's unbelievable, of course he should be able to learn.
It's a very nice suggestion. I haven't seen that yet, but it is a very nice suggestion. I'm more comfortable saying that within the Rashbi, that lechachila, he thinks everyone should learn, but the other those who can't should work. I find it hard to believe within Rabbi Shmuel.
Within Rashbi, everyone,
yes. Rabbi Shmuel, to say everyone should work, I agree with. But anyone who's learning all day, to call that b'di'eved, I'm not so sure if he would say learners are b'di'eved. If everyone's learning, that might be b'di'eved. That's like an impossibility. But for those certain yechidim to be learning, I find it hard to believe he'll think that's a b'di'eved. So that's what I'm not so sure about.
Well, when he says so strongly that, listen, you need to work to make a living, he's not going to go back on that. And then if you turn to him and you say, yeah, but listen, this guy is like unbelievable. Not like Israel needs Torah learning. Right. Correct.
Right.
But originally, if you ask me, go get a job. No?
No, it's very possible. You know, it certainly is a possibility.
The other guy is saying, listen, because at the end, we're not at the end of the day. We're children right now. We don't know who's going to come out how. So, lahatchila, I'm trying to make this yeshiva, let's say, if they're in the Rashbi camp. Lahatchila, I'm trying to make everybody's learn.
Right.
And then when I sort it out at the end of the day, we'll figure out how they're doing at 18 years old.
Right.
And the other guy is saying, no, listen, we got to go to trade school, and I got to teach you science and all this kind of stuff. If it turns out after 18 years that this guy is just like Mr. Torah, then
that's what I'm thinking. I hear that. It's a very nice explanation. Yeah, I like it.
Because you have to. How do we think of it when they're kids?
Yeah.
Once you're an adult and the dust settles, it's something else.
Right.
But how are we going to start the school?
Very good. Very good.
You
know,
you mentioned in the first part the Derech Eretz, and in the end, it may really just translate into whatever you're doing. If you're working or you're learning, you have to have that Derech Eretz in what you're doing, because it's just a general rule. If you don't, then the work you do or the learning you do is almost worthless. I think that's where I think they were trying to come and circumvent around, you know, to put that kind of devotion into it. It's hard, but it's putting a kind of stamp on.
I think you're using the word Derech Eretz as we use it in the vernacular.
There are two ways to use Derech Eretz. Right. Derech Eretz in terms of midos. We're not using Derech Eretz in that regard with regards to midos. Derech Eretz means here making parnasa, working the land. Derech Eretz, the way of the land, not in midos, in just getting a job. That's how Derech Eretz is being used here. Okay, let's go on to the opinion of the Rashbi now.
That's what you were thinking. You were thinking that someone should just have Derech Eretz in their work.
Okay.
And Derech Eretz in life.
Here it's being used as a definition of.
Okay, let's understand the opinion of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai now. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as we know, he's of the opinion that a person should be learning all day long, because if a person's working and working the land, there'll never be any time for learning. So the Tosfos Rosh, the Rama Aschel Rabbi Shimon, points out.
Is this another source?
There's another source now, yeah.
Get this far.
He says that Lav Mishum Disavar Rabbi Shimon Shuchova. He doesn't think. The Tosfos Rosh understands Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai not to say that there's an obligation for everyone to sit and learn, because the Gemara Menachos, that same Gemara Menachos, understands Rashbi to say something different. Rashbi held in the Gemara Menachos that how much does a person have to learn all day? I would have guessed all day. Says the Rashbi, all you have to do is say Shema in the morning.
Shema in the morning. Oh, not do this.
Right.
That's all.
So this is an exception for him now.
Yeah, so I understand. So how do you square those two together? He advises in Gemara Menachos, I want you to learn all day, but the Gemara Menachos, all you have to do is say Shema in the morning and evening, much less than any of us would do all day. That's all you have to do. Say Shema, and that's it. So Tosfos Rosh explains, it's very simple, that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's not a chiv, there's no obligation to learn all day, because all you have to really do, the chiv is just Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, like the Gemara says in Menachos. What he's saying in the Gemara Brachos is that there's an option, there is a concept, of there's an idea that exists out there of learning all day. Like you were saying, Rabbi Shmuel says, there's no such concept. You can never be learning all day. You always have to make parnasa alone. You can learn a lot, but you always have to work also. Says Rashbi, no. There are certain individuals who can learn. No one's obligated. Sheva Levi's not obligated to learn all day. Nobody's obligated to learn all day. All the Rashbi says is that's an option to learn all day. But there's no chiv to learn all day. So this is diluting the opinion of the Rashbi a lot. When we read the Gemara in Brachos, we thought that Rashbi says everyone should be sitting and learning. He says, no, that's just a reshus. But just, I'm telling you, there's such a concept that is a valuable concept. But his opinion is that really the chiyuv is only the mornings and the evenings of Shema, yeah.
How do you then, what's the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara says that it's, whether you're taking the Torah literally or not, and it's Magisav, right? The Pasuk is, Lo Yomur Sefer Torah Zemipicha. So how do you square that with that Havmin of the Gemara, that it's telling you, no, that it would be literal?
Which line are you looking at here? Gemara Brachos or?
Gemara Brachos, uh-huh. Second to the last narrow line. Right, Tamlul, if you should never lo yomosh sefer Torah, is any people yachol dvar mitzavam? V'asaf de ganachla. So how do you come back? That Havmin is telling you that you're no. It is an all day. It's an all day learning event. It's a.
You're right. That's Rabbi Shmuel using this pasuk, according to his understanding of the pasuk in Menachos. Lo yomosh Torah mipicha, according to him, means all day long. Rabbi Shimon thinks lo yomosh Torah mipicha only refers to Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai never asks the question here about that pasuk.
So he never touches lo yomosh Torah mipicha.
No. He's concerned. His question is Torah mateyalav. What's going to be the Torah if people, if every single person is working all day long, what will happen with the Torah? So we thought that meant everyone therefore has to learn all day. He says, no, that means there are going to be certain yechidim who are going to be learning. It's going to happen. We know that's a certain thing. But no one person has an obligation. Our obligation, every single person here, our obligation is only Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening. But he says, if every single person does that, that's going to be Matate Torah Le. What's going to be with the Torah? So certain individuals are going to have that desire, that Nidvas Libo, to dedicate their life to learning. And that's a valuable concept, he says, as opposed to Rashbi, or as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, who thinks that might not be a concept. I don't think, he says, Rabbi Shmuel thinks, I don't think anyone should be sitting and learning all day long. Maybe a person could be learning for 12 hours and working for a few hours. Rabbi Shmuel thinks everyone has to have a certain balance of working. And Rashbi says, no, there's certain individuals whose entire day could be spent learning. But as a reshus.
And is there anybody who just calls the learning, working, and that's how you get out of it?
Rabbi.
Well, according to Rashbi, Torasu Umanasa, the Gemara says that his Torah was his umanas, what was his job.
Right.
But remember, back then, the Rabbanim didn't take money for it. They were not allowed to take money for their jobs. So, people supported them.
Changed.
Right, people supported them. There's a concept of supporting a Rav, supporting a Kolel. They're not working for the money, but they become a Nim, they need money. Right. So you support these certain Kolel, these certain Rabbanim.
I was confused how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai took the Chumash where we're supposed to say the Shema twice a day as given to us as an edict, and that was considered learning because we're not learning per se Torah.
It's a good question. Very good question. There's a different topic also. Right. The Rishonim talk about how Shema is a key in Talmud Torah. They talk about that. It's a very good topic. It's a different topic, but we won't focus on that right now. We might get to this in Brachos later on. But saying Shema is a certain level of learning Torah. Very good point.
We
pass it
like that?
It's a big machlokas, the Ran and the Dharm and others, but it's a very good topic. We say, lechachila, person, if he, let's say first person did not say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and he said the Brach of Ava before Shema, so that Brach of Ava could serve as Birchas HaTorah if he learns it right after davening. But we don't say Shema in that case works as Torah. I mean, when you say a Birchas HaMitzvah, that Birchas HaMitzvah to work, it has to be done on a mitzvah. So that's why in the morning when we say the Birchas HaTorah in the morning, last talk about Divrei Sora and so on, we learn right afterwards. We say the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, we learn Mishnayos right afterwards in the Siddur. You have to learn right after you say the Bracha. But let's say you forgot to. So the Bracha of Ava has also a mention of Torah in that Bracha, right before Shema. So if you said that Bracha, and then you learn right afterwards, then your Bracha of Ava could serve as a Birchas HaTorah because there's almost no interruption between the Bracha and the learning. But we don't say that Shema, it's just said, in the morning serves as the Limud HaTorah there. So typically we don't pasken that way. So let's go a little bit further. We only have a few more minutes left. So the way the Tosfos Rosh deals with, again, the question of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's understanding of Brachos versus Menachos is that really he thinks the Chiv is Menachos, only to say Shema. The Gemara Brachos is Rishus. The Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the side of the page, not to be confused with the Gilyonei HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Kiva Eger Gilyon HaShas, he points out from a Shach. A Shach is one of the Nosei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch. And he says the Girsa in the Gemara in Menachos should be different.
What's that?
Nosei Kalim? Nosei Kalim. So Shulchan Aruch is the base Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch. It's called a set table.
Yeah.
He meant to write the Shulchan Aruch to be a very set table to make it clear for everybody to learn.
Yeah.
He actually writes in his Akdama that it should be learned every 30 days, to be chazed every 30 days to know halacha well. So those on the side, we call them the Nosei Kalim, those who carry the Kalim, the utensils, the pots,
yeah,
on the side, that's what they're called.
Really?
Yeah. The Ramah is the Ashkenazi posek who comments on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote his sefer, it's called the Mapa, the tablecloth.
That's so funny.
That was the name of his sefer. Okay.
That's the one we mostly follow. Correct?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So anyway, so the Gilyon HaShas quotes from the Shach, who appears on the in Shulchan Aruch Yodea, that the Gemara Menachos should not have the Girsa of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it should be Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehot Sadak. The Gemara had the Gerashi tables of Rashbi. And one of the editors explained Rashbi must be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.
But really, he could not get past the contradiction.
So there's no contradiction. Of course, if you change a girsa, I mean, he couldn't think of another answer.
Right.
Possibly. So, yeah. So he, which means he felt that Rashbi really understood, Rashbi really was, there's a chiv, that every single person has a chiv. And for Rashbi to come along and say, all you have to do is say Shema in the morning and evening, it's impossible. So therefore it had to be Rashbi when it says Reish Shin Beit Yud in the Gemara, must be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehot Sadak. And when the editor, ended up writing out the full name, he wrote the wrong thing, he made a mistake, it happens. But really, the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, holds that every single person has a chiv, not a rishus, a chiv to learn all day long.
Is that how he ends up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as a possibility.
I think. Let's see. I think he. You know, I didn't look at it this time around. I happen to look at my notes right now.
That just had to be like one of the biggest conditions when I got a little more into learning. Get out of here. You can just say that.
It's in, I thought it was in Gemara Menachos. I don't see it here in the Gemara Menachos. I know it's in the Gemara Menachos, I believe. But I don't see on this page that's quoted here. This Gemara does not have the Gilyon HaShas here. If you look in the Gemara Menachos, yeah. Tzadi
Tesamer Beis.
Oh,
it
wasn't Rabbi who said
that
saying the Shema twice a day.
Okay.
Was okay.
It's a different person.
It's a different
what?
Person.
It's a different person. That's he changes the text. The text says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but it should really say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehot Sadak, a completely different person, and therefore it's not a question. The difficulty with that is Rabbi Shmuel, well, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai were people who argued with each other often. But right. To suddenly change to someone else he's arguing with, it's possible, but not as likely.
And we never got an answer from that other person who really said that.
Oh, you're saying that other guy is not really the player?
Right, the original.
Possibly.
Is that what he's saying, though?
We see him throughout. He's mentioned throughout Shas. I'm just saying. The Shach said, I can't argue in the Shach. I'm just saying,
that's
with difficulty.
That's what you just said?
Yeah.
That it's a different person.
Right. So the Gilyon HaShas quotes that. He quotes it.
But he doesn't do the NP. He just says that, he's just telling you that there's no steer here because it's a
different person.
Does anyone say anything against him?
Not that I saw.
Well, you just did. You said that
Tosfos does.
Right, I suggested, right. And Tosfos Rosh, who gives a different answer, says that's not. The Girsa is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Tosfos Rosh, who is a Rishon, the Shach may not have seen the Tosas Rush, but an Achron typically cannot argue on a Rishon. Tosas Rush, a lot of his farm came out after. Not everyone had accessibility, to all these Rishonim.
So Rabbi Shimon Kai still believes you should learn all day.
Yeah, according to Shach and the Gilyan Hashas. Now let's look at the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is commenting on it. There's a Siman in Shulchan Aruch, a very interesting Siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Or Chaim, Siman Kuf Nunvav, called Seder Masu Matan, the order of how a person should go about his day in working, Masu Matan. So he explains, after a person learns, Achar Kach, he should be Yelech La'askav, go at work, the Chol Torah She'eni Mamalacha, Sofa Batela, V'gores Avon. He paskins that a person has to work. You can't just learn all day, you need to work.
Could you translate that again?
After a person davens, the whole first discussion of Shulchan Aruch is how to daven, Shachris.
Yeah.
When a person finishes davening, he should go learn after he learns, he should go work. Uh-huh. Because any Torah that does not have with it malacha, it's going to end up causing you to stop learning because you have no parnasa. If a person's 45 and needs to make money because he's busy learning all day.
Is the Chavetz Chaim saying it?
This is Shulchan Aruch first. Before the Chavetz Chaim speaks, the Shulchan Aruch is first saying this, when I'm reading, the Beis Yosef. A person has to go out and get a job. Because without a job, it's going to make the learning and the working bad. But you still have to have the focus that the Torah has to be keva, but you have to work as well.
Okay.
You have that balance. So on this, the Ber Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says, he quotes from Medisvarim, this concept of working and learning was mentioned for the Klal Ha'olam, for the Tzibur. The Tzibur has to have this balance of working and learning. Shein kul micholo lezakos lalos lemajega ramazu. Not everyone is capable of sitting and learning all day long.
He considered himself one of the Tzibur?
No. He didn't work. He learned.
No, that's not true. He worked in his store.
He did have a store. That's true. True.
He considered himself one of the tzibur.
Well, he needed parnasa. You can't rely on tzedakah. So he says that general idea of working and learning, that balance, is referring dafka to the tzibur, because not every single individual of the tzibur is able to get to the level of learning all day long. But there's certain individuals, anashim yechidim, there are going to be individuals along the way who will be able to learn all along. And that's the Gemara Bracho says that he quotes that many did like Rashbi and weren't successful because many can't do. It's impossible. The Tzibor is not capable of following the Rashbi.
Sure.
The Yechidim who, those were successful. And that's what he explains. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, he says, Bracha, Bivada Yamti Lahem Parnasasam, those who are learning and are supposed to be learning, Kadosh Baruch Hu will certainly find them the proper Parnasa. Just like the Rambam says in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, that there are going to be certain individuals who want to dedicate their life and time to learning. And those people are guaranteed to have the proper Parnasa. So this is similar. We saw in the Nefesh HaChaim last week with Chaim Mivolajan. He said that's the difference between the first parsha of Shema and the second parsha of the Shema. The first parsha of Shema was referring to the Yechidim, singular, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meodecha. The individuals, they're supposed to be sitting and learning. Mishnantim levanecha. Those are for Yechidim, the first parsha. The second parsha is speaking about b'chol nafshechem, the plural, b'chol levavchem, the plural. The tzibur is not supposed to be learning. They can't be learning. They have to work. And that's in the second parsha when it's talking about the tzibur. It says v'asavta diganecha. So the first parsha of Shema is for the kolel, the Yechidim, and the second parsha is for the tzibur who's supposed to be working. Okay, so we'll stop here. Next week we'll have Shir. It's a different topic. Moving on to the topic of Meiser. A little bit of a challenging topic, but it's a good topic. At what point is Shrut Chayiv to take Meiser on? We'll discuss that next week in Mirza Hashem.
Sure.